Welcome, everybody. Shin number 835, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of going through some various different serial, and the serial aspect we were going through from the Star K, some various different ins and outs. We are not finished. We want to finish that off. Before we go further, this year, I just want to talk about one thing which came up. Sometimes something comes up very important before, you know, while it's, as they say, hot on the grill, you know, you want to catch it while it's hot. So I want to just talk about that while I have the information. And that is interesting thing. We spoke about in our Simen Reish Ches, there's two halachas. There's a halacha as far as the five grains go, right? Wheat, oats, spelt, and so on. When it's a whole grain, one makes, if somebody eats it as a whole grain, let's say a whole grain of oat, a whole grain, so then they make a Barapri Huadama. If they eat it ground up in flour form, so then they eat it, and it's made, let's say, into bread, so then it's a Moitzi. If it's made into a, you know, snack type food, cookies, cakes, or whatever, so then it would be a Mazonos. Okay, so where you draw the distinction, I'm not going to get into that right now. We spoke about that in the past a little bit, but be it as it may, I just want to talk about one thing. Somebody brought it to my attention, they asked an interesting thing. There's some people who make muffins or cake, not so much cookies, but muffins or cake possibly out of whole oats. It's whole oats mixed with sometimes honey or milk or juices or whatever the case is. But the main ingredient, and when you look at the cake or you look at the muffin, it's mamish whole recognizable whole oats. Or could be made with pieces of spelt or wheat, but usually it's oats, like something like a granola bar type thing. You have mamish the whole oats. So the question comes up, what bracha does one make and what would be the after bracha? Because it's sort of like in the middle. It's baked, right? It's baked. Even though the oats over there are still recognizable. If somebody's making it this type of a thing. So there's two things. If they make the cake or the muffins and the oats is ground up flour, so of course you would make a mazonos. There's no question about that. But if it's whole, mamish whole grains, it's a hadama. But over here, it's a little bit in the middle to the fact that if it's either cooked or baked, it softens up and it becomes very, a little bit on the mushy side, but it's sort of like mushy, but it's still a whole grain. In other words, if you look at this muffin, you look at this cake, you mamish see whole grains, as opposed to but they're mushy, as opposed to like a granola bar where they might be hard. Let's say you'll see whole grains in a granola bar, but they're hard, they're regular hard grains. They might have been toasted a little bit or whatever the case is. But when it's cooked or baked, sometimes it becomes like a very mushy type of a thing, like a cake form, but you're still seeing the actual grains over there, the actual whole oats. So the question is, what bracha do I make? Do I make a mezonos, like the flour, or do I make a huadama, like the regular, if I eat the regular whole grain? Where does it fall into the play? Where does it fall? Under what category does it fall? So it's a little bit complicated due to the fact that Mishnah Berurah in a couple of places, he says in our Simen, which is Reish Ches, these two halachas, one part of it is found in Sif Beis, and one part is found in Sif Dalet. So in Sif Beis, he talks about whereby it's ground up flour. Fine. So we understand. So that's the Baramina Mazonos or Hamotzi or whatever the case is. But when it's in the middle, so he brings down Vachrenim et Sadadim in Sifkat and Dalad, Vachrenim et Sadadim, the Ve'inin Dafka Sheis Dabik Alidei Habisha. Let's say you made a dish or you cooked these whole grains and they became, so Mishnah Berurah says that they became, sort of like attached together. The problem is also he talks about that they became, Shedismach, they became like crushed. Whereby he gives an example of daisa. He says like cereals, different type of cereals, and not so much our cereals that we have today, but in those days the cereals, mikrei, and they had these whole, let's say the whole oats, for example, the whole grains. So mikrei kishenis. So what is this daisa, the cereal, whereby one would actually make a bore mine mezonos? So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, on this cereal, you would make a Baramina Mazonos. Again, I'm not getting into any specific cereal. I'm just giving an example. But the lotion over there, he says, Mikreshen is Kishenis Maich, when it's sort of like crushed, like squashed up, crushed up. Then it's not making, it's like attached together, Yofa. It's like, becomes like a mush type of a thing. But the question is, where do we draw the line? Then in another place, the Sharet Tzion actually brings down, again, a Simon Reish Ches, Sharet Tzion, Ois Yudches, if cut in Yudches, dim this machu b'miksas. He says if these grains, again, we're talking about grains from the whole, from the five full grains from the five. The whole grains from the five grains that we always talk about, the wheat, right, oats, spelt, barley, and so on. But lemaisa, we're talking about a little bit more on the oat side, that people make these muffins or cake from the whole oats. It could be from whole spelt whole wheat also. But he says to Mishra, the Sharetzi, and in this machu b'miksas, if it's a little bit crushed up, in the cooking process, v'loy nisharu, or even on the cooking process, v'loy nisharu garin and shlemim, and they're not full grains, right? Yesh safik badavar v'efsher demavarech alei baramin b'zainis. Then it becomes a safik. We're not sure if we're going to make a baramin b'zainis or a baray prihuadama. And he says further, he says, v'loy nisharu shlemim hu bechlal nismachu. When they don't stay whole, then it could be that we're going to say it has a din of that they're crushed up. So just getting back to our muffins and cakes, and just one other area, I'm just going through various different places, and Mishnah Berurah talks about it, then we'll just get to the bottom line, Bezras Hashem, real quick. So he says in Sifkat and Gimel, the Ilu Im Heim Shleimim, if they're whole, right, they're not crushed up, but they're not like, stuck together. But what do we mean by stuck together? They could be whole and stuck together. They could be crushed up and stuck together, right? That makes it into like a mush. But he says in Sifkat and Gimel, the Ilu im heim shleimim, if they're whole, af shebishlan, even though you cook them, it doesn't, the fact that you cook them doesn't change anything. The afilu im heim shleimim, if they're whole, af shebishlan, even if you cook them, the mevarech bari pri adama, you still make a bari pri adama, meaning if you cook them or bake them, it doesn't make a difference, but they stayed whole. That's the point over here. They're whole grains. The mevarech bari pri adama, one would make a bari pri adama. Okay, so just to make a long story short, it's very hard to tell exactly, like, at what point does it change. It's brought down if it's broken, it's smashed, it's squashed, if it's stuck together, but through the shenismaech also, in other words, it's crushed and squashed together. But so what I, Lamaisa, bottom line is, I spoke to a Rav in reference to this, like, how do we look at it? Lamaisa, I was told that in a case like this, if it's, as long as it's recognizable, it's a whole grain, you see, it's a whole grain oats, even though it was baked, right? Even though it's baked, case of a cake or a case of a muffin that was made out of these whole grains, even though it's baked, then it became very, not so much mushy, but very soft, let's say, type of a thing, as opposed to regular hard grains. So just the fact that they became very mushy, like a muffin type style. But as long as you still have the whole grains are whole and they're all there and they're all recognizable, and they did not become, you know, like squashed up and you know, like a mush type of a thing, but they're all recognizable. It's a muffin of whole grains, a cake of whole grains and so on, of oats or whatever the case might be, or spelt or wheat. So mixed with various different ingredients. It could be milk, it could be honey, it could be whatever the case is, so be it as it may. So I was told, this Rav said, Lamais, we look at it like a granola bar, like we mentioned last time, in reference to Rebelsky, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, Paskin, on the regular granola bar, since the oats are the main thing, and they're whole oats, right? So therefore, whole rolled oats, whole regular oats, full whole grain oats, so therefore we make the bracha of Ho'adama. So Lamais, we say the same thing, said this Rav, in conjunction with these muffins, or these cakes, and the after bracha would be l'chayr rebar nefashes. Again, on the after bracha on whole grains, there is a machlekes, like we mentioned a couple of times, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Tosfos that the Shulchan Aruch brings down that says it's not so simple what the after bracha is, and therefore one should eat it only during the course of a meal when they're washing and benching and so on. But Mishnah Berurah does say that Medina, according to the letter of the law, if you want to call it a bari nefashos, as long as one ate a kazayas of these grains, right, in a whether it's the granola bar or whether it's As long as one ate a kazayis of the whole muffin, actually, because then you could include everything. If it's going to be a bar nefashos, so medina lemaisa. Bottom line is the maker of din said the mishabura a bar nefashos would be fine. So in this case, as long as you ate a kazayis of the entire thing, whether it's the cake, whether it's the muffin, whether it's whatever the case is, so then it will be all good. But I do want to mention that it will be. So bottom line is will be a huadama in the case we were talking about the whole grains, and the muffins, cakes will be a huadama and a bar nefashos at the end. I just do want to mention, if there was flour put into it, regular flour, then even though it might have been mixed with the grains, then we're going to say that it's a, and the flour was put there for taste. Flour was put there for taste of sustenance or sustenance, so then we're going to make a hamaitzi. And the after bracha would be, depending on how much a person ate, it could be either al hamichi or bar nefashos. But if the wheat flour or oat flour, whatever it is, was put there just to keep the grains together, for the debug, for the connection, keeping the whole thing together, so then the flour would be bottled and it wouldn't count, it would still be a ho'adama. So that's the bottom line in these things. In general, like we said, it's ho'adama and bar nefashos, unless you have flour there for taste, flour from one of the five grains that's there for taste or sustenance, then the bracha would change to mazonos, but otherwise we make a hadama and they burn a fashas. Thank you for listening. As Falach and Bracha Kol Tov.